In the Gospels, we hear the question asked to Jesus about what is the greatest commandment. And he gives the answer that, you know, the greatest commandment is to love God before all else. And the second greatest one is to love your neighbor. And if we look at the Ten Commandments, which we heard in the first reading today, you know, we can see that they're split up into these two categories. You know, the first three, you know, that love of God, and the next seven about love of our neighbor. And so often, you know, we forget about, you know, that love of God and how important it is, you know, to guide everything else. You know, we need to have that love of God before anything else can happen. You know, we look at these three that God gives us in the Ten Commandments. You know, to not have any other idols above God. You know, so often we fill our lives with things that, you know, we are attached to more than God. We love more than God. And it's something that, you know, we have to look at and say, how can I love God more? You know, the second one is, you know, not to use the Lord's name in vain. You know how often we hear that used today in today's culture, in movies, TV, and music, whatever it is, you know, we hear that name and used in vain, and it can become something that we use, and we need to fight against that. But most of all, you know, one of the ones that we need the most in our life is, you know, to keep holy the Sabbath. You know, it's one of the reasons we're all here today. You know, God has said, you know, there's one day out of the week, you know, is for me, is to give back to the Lord. And we saw that the Lord worked for 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. In the same way, he's asking us to do that same thing. And we have 6 days out of the week, you know, to work, to get our things accomplished, so that on that seventh day, we can worship God fully. You know, that we can give him everything. And I'm saying that, you know, we have those 6 days for ourselves, and we have this one that we completely give over to God. And it's something that in our society that we see that, you know, keeping that holy the Sabbath day is something that's falling apart. You know, more and more stores are open on Sundays. You know, more and more events are happening on Sundays. And it's no longer that day that we give to God. It's no longer that day that we take to rest. You know, so often we get caught up in all the things of the world that we forget that this day is not our day. It's the Lord's day. It's the day that we give back and we worship God. You know, we can do this in many ways, you know, and our priority is, you know, Sunday Mass. You know, it's what our whole week should be focused around. We know how great of grace is that God gives us through the Mass, you know, whether it's uniting ourselves to the sacrifice on the altar, or whether it's receiving communion, God is giving us those graces, you know, to go out for the rest of the week and to live that Christian life, to be that witness to the world. But outside of Mass, you know, it's also taking that rest of the day, you know, to either worship God or to take that day of rest. And to always be that rest in the Lord. You know, whether it's spending time with the family, you know, whether it's going out in nature, enjoying God's creation, you know, taking up that rest. So that we can say that we truly have given this day to the Lord. Because so often we forget that, you know, this is not just our day to do what we please, but it's the day to give back to the Lord. It's the day to receive his graces. It's the day of grace. It's the day to be filled with everything that he wants us to have. So that for the rest of the week, we have everything that we have. But on our part, you know, it's easier for us to say that, you know, Sunday's the holy day than it is to live that out. And a lot of times we have to plan. We want to make sure that we have all our projects done before Sunday. We have all our shopping done so we don't have to run out and grab something. Now, it's so easy to fall into these little traps on Sundays. To planning out, when are we going to go to Mass? Are we going to have time together as the family? All these things, if we plan it out, God will bless us. And it'll bless not only this day for us, but God will give us graces for the rest of the week. We see God, when he was giving the Ten Commandments, if you do not follow my commandments, he wasn't just going to curse those people, but he's going to curse the generations that come. But for those who follow the commandments, he's going to bless them. And he's going to bless the generations even more than those who he was going to curse. How much graces is God going to give us through us just following those simple yeses? Yes, I'll keep your holy day holy. Not just a day for myself, not just a day for the world, but a day for God. Keeping this day as that holy day. And we know it's not an easy thing for us just to do by ourselves, to go out and, claim Sunday back. It's something that we all have to support each other in. Building up that culture that, Sunday is the day of the Lord, the day of rest, the day to receive his graces. And it's something that we always have to keep on our mind, something that we always have to plan for, something that we always have to be guarding. Guarding that I can give this to God. Because we want to give God the most of our love that we can. One of the greatest ways we can do that is by residing in his love on that Sunday. Resting in his love. So that keeping holy this day, we can exude the love that he has for us, that we receive on this day, during the rest of the week. So it's not just us going out in the world, but it's us going out in the world with the love of Christ. And that's what God wants. He wants that light of himself burning brightly. And it starts by saying yes. And a great yes we can say is keeping holy that Sabbath day. Keeping holy these Sundays. And going out in the world for the rest of the week with the love of God, transforming the world inch by inch.